Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of the Jamaican Salamatassi Ray Nolan, the gorgeous Bernie the Gordon, one of the stern, fantastic, universal swing. Alan Reed is our special guest, Betty Hutton. And here are Eddie Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Well, Charlie, here we are at Santa Monica.
Yeah. Where the blue Pacific meets the bare Midriff.
Yeah. Oh, there's something about this beach town that makes you want to stay here.
I know what you mean, yes. And they're getting scantier this year than ever.
Yes. Oh, the air here, the ocean air is so invigorating.
Uh-huh.
It makes me want to live dangerously.
Why don't you try walking across Roosevelt Highway?
All right, I will. You know, Charlie, it's a wonder you weren't killed today.
Yeah.
Why, the way you behaved on that beach today.
Yes, I know. I really covered the waterfront, didn't I?
Yes.
You know, I even crashed the Bel Air Bay Club.
You did?
Yes.
Well, I thought that was very exclusive.
Oh, it is. Oh, it is so exclusive, the Thai can't even come in without a guest card.
Is that true? Well, it was disgraceful the way you and Betty Hutton were running around and jumping over everybody lying in the sand.
Well, we didn't do that.
Yes, you did.
No, we didn't do that. We didn't jump over everybody.
Yes, you did.
We stumbled over a few.
Yes. Oh, that Betty Hutton.
Yeah. Oh, she's like a dynamo with a short circuit.
Yes.
If science could harness her, we could close Hoover Dam.
Yes. Well, her conduct.
What's the matter?
Well, there's room for improvement.
Yeah?
Well, yes. After all, girls are not boys.
Dad, then you have noticed.
Oh, yes. Yes. I think it's best for you to stay away from Betty. She's much too wild for you.
Don't you worry. After our date tonight, I'll be just as wild as she is.
Yeah. That's exactly what I don't want. I want you to promise me that you won't go out with her.
Oh.
Please.
Okay. I give you my word.
Thank you.
And when McCarthy gives you his word, look out.
Yeah.
Hello, chap.
Oh, Ray. Well, how have you been?
Well, tell you what, I've been buried in the sand all day, old boy, waiting for the sun to go down.
Ain't that kind of silly?
Not if you've lost your bathing trunk.
Oh, I see.
Well, you know, Charlie, this morning I was down at that place they call Muscle Beach.
Oh.
You know, where all the strong men gather.
Yeah. You'll do anything for a laugh, won't you?
You know, Ray, I used to be a weightlifter. Yeah?
Oh, no, not really, old boy. No.
Well, after all, how do you think I got this physique?
Can't think, old boy. Ricky?
No. You should have seen me this morning. I was standing on my head, wasn't I, Charlie?
Yeah, but his head was so smooth, it slipped right out from under him.
I had a wizard time out on the pier.
Yeah. Oh, Dre, did you go for a ride through the Tunnel of Love?
Yes, rather.
I did.
Yeah, but first I bought some seasick pills, you know.
Very wise of you.
Because actually, the whole trip was just freshly dull.
Well, didn't your girl like it? Or?
Oh. Are you supposed to take a girl?
Yeah. I still not answer that. Say, did you by any chance, did you go to the fun house?
Charlie.
Yeah.
I don't like to tell you, really.
No.
But when that wind machine blew my trousers up,
yes,
I thought I'd die.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yes, I wasn't even wearing garters.
Oh, that must have been a sight, huh? Oh, wow.
Yes.
Hello, Edgar.
Oh, hello, Anita. What have you been doing today?
What have I been doing? I almost drowned.
That's a silly way to spend Sunday.
I'm not talking to you. You were so busy listening to Betty Hutton sing, you didn't even hear me call for help.
When Betty Hutton sings, who can hear anything?
Here's the gentleman who rescued me.
Stand back, folks. I'm going to throw out these chest.
Uh-oh.
My name is Tiny.
Tiny? How did you get a name like that?
Santa brought it to me. It's me Santa Monica.
Oh.
Oh, boy, I'm a cutter.
Yeah. One more joke like that, and I'll be cutting another notch in my bean shooter.
Yeah.
Oh, just look at him.
Yeah.
He's as strong as an ox and twice as handsome.
Yeah.
And half as smart.
Yeah, fellas like me don't grow on trees.
No, they don't. No, sir.
Shut up, small fry. I'll take you down to the beach and use you for a surfboard.
Yeah. Don't go out too far, Blubberhead, or somebody will stick a harpoon in you.
Why, you... Oh, I didn't come here to argue. I'm just here to get my reward for saving Miss Gordon's life.
Well, do you want a kiss?
Ah, no, I don't want no kiss.
He's no Santa Monica lifeguard.
What do you want?
I just want to hear you sing.
What are you going to sing for him, Anita?
Mother My Heart?
That's close enough.
Shop for the family table, it's full value you're after. Now, here's one time you don't have to worry about high food prices. When you serve royal puddings, they cost only a few pennies a serving, and everybody loves them. Royal puddings taste not just delicious, but more delicious, say folks who use them. Yes, when 1,052 royal users told why they switched to royal, 8 out of 10 said, royal puddings taste more delicious. Just you try royal vanilla pudding, you'll say so too. The tempting, delicate, real vanilla flavor. The smooth, creamy texture. It's delicious, plain, delightful, combined with fruit. Makes a grand pie filling, too. No wonder women buy more royal puddings than any other kind. Make a note now to get royal puddings tomorrow. There's no need any longer to put up with flavorless wartime brands. Insist on genuine royal puddings. Remember, 8 out of 10 say, royal puddings taste more delicious, and yet they cost only a few pennies a serving.
Oh, Mr. Burgess, Mr. Burgess, help, quick.
Wait a minute now. What's up, Mortimer?
Well, I got to find Mr. Burgess right away. I got to find him.
Well, I'm right here.
Well, good. Then you can help me find him.
Yeah. Well, what's the trouble?
Well, it's a matter of life and... it's a matter of life and... Life and... life and... what is that other stuff now?
Death.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, boy, am I tired.
Yeah, well, you must have run all the way over here.
Yeah. I run so fast, I had a heck of a time keeping up with myself.
Yeah, that's all.
Yeah.
Pretty fast.
Oh, boy. Faster than a greasy lightning bug.
Lightning.
Something like that. Nothing like it. Yeah.
Well, no doubt you had something very important to tell me.
Huh?
I said you have something important to tell me.
I did? Oh, what was it?
What? Well, you're supposed to tell me.
Oh, I get it now. You're trying to befuddle me, ain't you? No.
What were you in such a hurry about? Can't you remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, I was, Oh, what was it, no? Mighty important, too.
Yeah.
Well, see, I was on the house coming down the street, and I was, Yeah, that was good.
I can't understand you.
Hmm?
I say you're muttering.
No, I'm Muttermer.
Muttermer, yeah. Well, tell me what happened.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Terrible. Seems only like yesterday.
What seems only like yesterday?
Yesterday.
I'd like to know what happened today, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, on my way here, I seed something awful.
Yes.
Oh, it was awful.
Well, of course it was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm glad you agree with me. mighty nice of you.
Yeah. Well, was it an accident?
No, it wasn't me.
Well, did somebody get drowned?
No, it wasn't me. Asked me if it was a fire.
All right. Was it a fire?
No, it's a bum just to, Isn't that disgusting? I had it on the tip of my tongue.
Well, how can you forget it? Why, you rushed in here, though, as though you were shot out of a gun.
A gun. Yeah, that's it. A gun, a shop. Yeah, that's what it was. I seen some robbers shooting up a place down here. Bang, 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 bang.
All right. A shooting affair.
Yeah, we're down on the amusement pier.
Oh, I see.
We'll call the police. Help us.
All right. But just a moment here. Was anyone hurt?
Oh, I saw one fella get it.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Someone took pot shot at him?
No, they didn't hit him there.
Didn't hit him there. Well, where did they shoot him?
Well, they shot a clay pipe right out of his mouth.
A clay pipe?
Oh, terrible.
Oh, I think I know now. Is there a man out in front that yells, step right up, six shots for a quarter?
Yeah, that was right there. Yeah. Who's going to pay to get shot? That's ridiculous.
Mortimer, that was a shooting gallery. Now is it clear to you what you were doing and what they were doing there?
Who?
Well, those men that were shooting up the place.
Oh, them, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ain't nobody stopped them yet. Help, police.
All right, now, wait a minute. Mortimer, you are without a doubt the most stupid person in the whole world.
Well, the world ain't so big.
This is a heck of a note. Here, I got a date with Betty Hutton, and Bergen won't let me go out with her. Of all the dope. Anybody who doesn't like her is either nearsighted, farsighted, or lopsided.
Hiya, Chuck. It's your little old blonde bombshell.
Well, Betty Hutton.
Y'all ready to step out, kid?
Well, I'm afraid I got some bad news.
Oh, don't tell me Bergen's going with us.
It's worse than that. It's worse than that, Betty. Bergen won't let me go out with you. He says that you're not good company.
None of the other fellows ever complain.
Yeah. He doesn't think a boy like me should go out with you.
Oh, that's silly. I can take care of myself.
He doesn't mean that. He thinks that you're too wild.
Me? Wild?
Yes.
Why, of all the nerves!
Stop pulling that leg off the table. Now, that's just what Bergen complains about. You must be dainty and refined.
Why, Charlie, I can be so refined you wouldn't even know it's me.
You got an idea there, pal. If you can do that, maybe we can... Can we fool Bert, you think?
Yeah. I'll wear a veil and act like I'm knee-deep in culture.
Yes. Make out like one of those ultra society tomatoes, huh?
Oh, Charlie.
Chicka-chicka-chicka, he's coming.
Okay, I'll scram.
I The girl is slowing down. 7 goes into 18, and 7 goes into 12, 14, 12, carry the digits.
Darling? Oh, I see you're working on your homework.
Yeah.
You surprised me.
Yeah, you surprised me, too.
Well, I'm glad you've given up the idea of going out with Betty Hutton.
Oh, Bergen, if I ever think of going out with her, I hope I choke.
Announcing her ladyship, Elizabeth Van Hutton.
How do you do? How do you do? John, it was a divine pleasure to see you again, you dear, sweet boy.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
No, not you, not you. Well, if it isn't my new music teacher, Miss Hutton.
As the Boston Hutton.
Oh, Boston Hutton, I see. Probably an old family.
Yes, yes, it's so old it's been condemned.
Having a little struggle there with yourself.
As I always say, breeding will tell.
Yes.
And I imagine you are very pretty, too. Won't you please lift your veil?
Oh, no, not in this hot weather.
Oh.
Flies get at her.
Yeah, all right. What a beautiful embroidered monogram on your veil.
Monogram?
Here.
Holy cow, my bubble gum.
Hey, what was that?
Haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Well, I am Edgar Bergen. Possibly you've seen me in the movie.
Possibly. When do you usually sit?
No. Oh, you see, I'm a comedian and a ventriloquist.
How frightful.
I beg your pardon.
I mean, how frightfully interesting.
Oh, yes, I imagine so. Yes, yes. Now you can say that you've rubbed elbows with a top entertainer of the radio world.
Oh, yes. Remind me to burn my clothes when I leave here.
Yes,
now, the point of my being here, Mr. Brogan.
Yes, Bergen. Bergen.
As I was saying, Mr. Brogan.
Yes.
I was to take Charles with me to the concert tonight. I'm singing, you know.
Oh, I see. Are you a singer?
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, she made her debut in Grand Opera.
Oh, she did.
Yes, I studied in Paris and Milan.
Yes, and how about Venice?
Oh, I used to go there often before the pier burned out.
Yes. No, I mean Venice, Italy. You must have enjoyed the Grand Canal.
Oh, yes, she used to slug rats there.
Would it be an imposition to ask you to sing for us now?
Oh, I will be glad to favor you with the selection.
Uh-oh. It's all over now, but the shouting.
I should sing a semi-classical number entitled Peter Refrain from the Sermon.
Mm-hmm.
English translation, Pablo, don't preach to me.
On the Paris Boulevard, I pick up the postal card. Someone has forgotten how you say to me. Seems as though some tourist had meant for it to reach her dad. For it was a difficult thing. Naturally I read what she wrote. The easiest was to say, and I quote, I came to Paris to buy me a gown. To Paris, and oh, what a town. The lights were shining, the music was gay. I bought me my gown and decided to stay. Now, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. Let my heart break while it's young. Now, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. Let me sing till my fling is all sung. I don't intend, just like the Pierre. That X marks my room, but I'm never up there. I drove to Paris, today with Maureen. The Rue de la Paix means the Street of the Peace. Now, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. Let my heart break.
And
now, Papa, don't preach to me, preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. And don't cut off my guarantee truck. I'm here in Paris since early last May. My gown got all worn out, but I'm still okay.
You're made for Paris.
I'm fine.
Now, Papa, don't preach to me. Preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. Let my heart break. Let it roam. Now, Papa, don't preach to me. Preach to me, Papa, don't preach to me. For I'll never, no, never, no, preach to me. Preach to me. I'll never, no, never, no more.
You fooled me for a while, but only you could give a song such a vibrant rendition.
Yeah, I'm really pooped.
Yeah.
Can I have a saucer of tea to slurp?
To slurp? May I suggest a cup of chasing sand for
her? Yeah, Ken. Tell her why.
Well, it's no wonder. Some people like coffee better than others. They drink chasing sand. You can notice that all over the country. It works out every time. What's more, the better you like coffee, the better you like chasing sand now. The whole world's finer coffees are available again for Chase and Sanborn's selection. And first choice goes to shade-grown coffees to give you more shade-grown flavor. You get it at its best and freshest. Because every pound of Chase and Sanborn is vacuum-packed at flavor peak. So no wonder people who like coffee best insist upon Chase and Sanborn. Its shade-grown flavor is richer, more delicious. Because these finer coffees grow slowly, mature completely, protected from the sun. They store up a bonus of flavorful goodness, and the vacuum pack protects it. As soon as Chase and Sanborn is roasted, it goes quickly into the vacuum pack. No other container in the world can give you so much flavor so fresh. So make sure you get it. Now's the time to ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee.
About letting Charlie go out with me?
I'm afraid not, Betty.
Oh, Edgar, why don't you go out with me? We could sit on the beach in the moonlight and...
Yeah, yeah, she could run her fingers through your scalp.
Yeah. Oh, Bergen, let me go out with her, will you? She's just like a sister to me.
Oh, brother!
Yeah, me.
Brown.
I don't care.
Brown.
It's you.
Cockles and mussels and pismal cryos.
Brown.
Yes. Get over here and pay attention. I have the pleasure of being a fish salesman.
Oh, is that a pleasure?
Well, no, it's not exactly a pleasure either because, you know how fish are.
Yes. I see. So you're a fishmonger.
Yes. I'm really a pea sheller by trade.
Oh, a pea sheller.
Yes, but I'm out on strike.
Oh, I see.
But I have catfish, dogfish, cockles, and crustaceans. Mm-hmm.
If you have cockle tails for two.
Oh, for goodness sake. No, well, I could hardly hear you. I do not approve of cockle tails even for one.
Yeah.
No, because that is a beverage which I am told plays havoc.
Oh, I see.
Do you play havoc?
Well, I did until I ran around my own end.
Oh, I know.
Well, now you've just got me all in a twitter. What I wanted to say was that cockletails play havoc with inhibitions, to say nothing of your constitution.
Yeah.
Well, do you have sand devils?
No. Yeah. But I do have a tiki, if you'll pardon the expression, devil fish.
Sounds like a lot of abalone to me.
Well, won't somebody please make a purchase? I really need the money.
You do?
Yes. I'm saving up to buy a pair of track shoes.
Track shoes?
Yes, I'm going on a Grunion run.
Oh. Well, maybe we can do some business here. Well, tell me, are your lobsters fresh?
Are they fresh?
Yes.
Do you want to know if they're fresh?
That's what I asked you about.
Oh, for goodness sake,
yes.
My gosh, are they fresh?
Yeah.
You ought to see where one just pinched me.
Is that...
Well, tell me, Are your clams little neck clams, big neck, or turtleneck?
Well, Smart Aleck, you have just sat there and twitted me about my clams until you've just got me into a stew.
Oh, a stew.
Between the three of you, you have just twitted me until my clams are just, well, it's more of a chowder, really.
Yes.
I can tell. I can tell when my fish and I are not wanted.
Yeah.
So I'll just blow my little horn and blow. Goodbye, tacos and mussels.
Oh, I can't stand fishing because I just get hysterical when I see an octopus.
An octopus? Oh, I say, hello, Betty.
No. That's Ray Noble, Betty, yeah.
Maybe he'd like to take you out tonight.
Oh, would you, Mr. Noble?
Well,
oh, you're so clever, so talented.
Really? Do you think I'm handsome, too?
Why don't you quit while you're ahead?
Isn't your romance aroused when there's a beautiful girl near you? Don't you get a burning sensation around your heart?
Yes, actually, I do, you know, especially when I smoke one of Edgar's cheap cigars.
Stop stalling. Come on, kiss me.
Madam, please, you're wrinkling my suit. I can't bear it.
Oh, I give up. Isn't there a man here who doesn't have a date tonight?
Well, I don't have one.
Mortimer Snurge. Now, there's a man with a lot of brains.
Yeah, where?
Mortimer.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a date with a girl?
Oh, God, no.
Did you ever hold a girl's hand?
No.
Did you ever kiss a girl?
Oh, she was no.
Well, I'm going to give you your first kiss.
Oh, Mr. Bergen, help, police, they're here again.
You know, when something very pleasant happens, we say, that saves the day. And here's the example of the week. An old friend is coming back, Royal Gelatin Dessert. Yes, back and better than ever. And that's grand news for everybody, especially the youngsters. Children love Royal Gelatin Dessert's gay, tempting colors. There's seven luscious fruit-like flavors, each more delicious than the other. So look for Royal Gelatin Dessert. If your grocer doesn't have them, remember, we're shipping them to him as fast as we can. So keep on asking. You'll be delighted with the welcome your family gives Royal Gelatin Dessert. And Royal Puddings are becoming plentiful again. Those super-duper Royal Puddings that taste not just delicious, but more delicious, according to folks who use them. When 1,052 told why they switched to Royal from other popular brands, 8 out of 10 said, Royal Puddings taste more delicious. And you'll agree when you try Royal Chocolate Pudding. That's a wonderful flavor. Reminds you of fine milk chocolate. Be sure to try it.